And good afternoon, folks. This is the Over the Fence show here on Ranglin Community Radio 98.1 FM and going over to our friends also on 89.0 Free FM coming out of the Tron going throughout the Waikato. And it's a very windy sort of day here in beautiful Whangarei today, but we'll get into some weather and that a bit later on. And also we'll go through some primary sector headlines and have a look at some gardening's do's. And then a bit later in the show, we're going to have a little look at whatever happened to the $2 billion that was put in by the previous government into like mental health and things like that. I've heard the question asked quite a lot, and I've been asking it myself, and there's a good bit of investigative journalism being done by Anish, I'll get her name right anyway, by RNZ. So we'll have a look at that a bit later on. But for now, I have a request for Mr. Greg Short. I hope you have a good day out there, and kia ora for listening, Greg, and kia ora, Greg. Here's Horses by Banshee Reel.
I'm going down to the river, I know it's running free. So deep and wide, no fair tides. Wish that this was me. For I'm sick of dale and sorrow, I'm sick of trade and pain. I'm sick of questions asked of me, the answer stays the same. Singing Hela, Hela. I'm singing Hela, Hela. Dreams, you know, sometimes I think of you. Once we ran the gauntlet, well, the love was just a stone's throw. Once we ran for cover from all the things we both know. So times I had me free, then singing words like Hela would mean that much to me. I'm singing Hela. We'll be right back.
That was Banshee Real there with their song Horses. Goes out to you, Greg. Kia ora, Greg. And now I'm going to play for you a song by Many Miles Freedom by Traffic. I hope you enjoy this one. I'll come back probably with some promising headlines after this, probably.
Thank you.
Yes, welcome back to the Over the Fence Show, and that was Traffic there with Mini Mile to Freedom, and this is the 150th episode of the Over the Fence, so thanks for listening, anyone who does, appreciate it, and we'll keep going, hopefully. And also, always forget to say, if you want to leave any messages, any requests of songs, whatever, any feedback, good, bad, otherwise, don't really worry me, go to the Over the Fence podcast on Facebook, or go to Over the Fence Radio Show at gmail.com. For that sort of stuff, and we'll come back with some promising headlines after this song here by Mississippi John Hurt, some old school blues time, called Make Me a Pallet on the Floor.
Make me down, make me a pallet down, soft and low. Make me a pallet on your floor. Country, 40 miles or more. I'm going to the country where the cold, sleet and snow. I'm going to the country where the cold, sleet and snow. I'm telling how much further I may go. Just make me down. Make me down. Make me a pallet down soft and low. Make me a pallet on your floor. Shoulders tied. Been way I'm sleeping, my back and shoulders tied. Gonna turn over and try it on the side. Oh, make me down. Make me down. Make me a pallet down soft and low. Make me a pallet on your floor. Don't you let my good girl catch you here. Don't let my good girl catch you here. Or she might shoot you, lie to cut and stop you too. No telling what she might do. Just make me down. Make me down. Make me a pallet down soft and low. Make me a pallet on your floor. Make it, baby, close behind the door. Make it, baby, close behind the door. Make me a pallet close behind the door. Make it where your good man will never go. Oh, make me down. Make me down. Make me a pallet down on your floor. Make me a pallet on your floor.
All right, folks, we had a beautiful guitaring style there of Mississippi John Hurt with the song Make Me a Pallet on Your Floor. And I just want to apologise for the audio quality of last week's show. I don't know how it sounded live, but the podcast was had quite a number of technical problems in the studio, so it sounded really quiet and like they were like off a tape player or something. So apologies for that. So hopefully it's all loud and clear again this week. And now it is time for some primary sector headlines, and we'll start with this one. Soggy ground conditions have left arable growers on the east coast struggling to get maize in the ground. Normally all of the maize would be planted by now, but ongoing wet weather means only 50% of the maize has been planted. Federated Farmers arable chair David Burkett said since Cyclone Gabriel hit in February, the ground hasn't really dried out yet. It's too boggy, so you can't get machinery on the paddocks to get the maize in, he says. And he adds, there's a window to plant maize, and that's quickly closing. Growers need to get it in the ground by mid-December or by Christmas at the latest. But the later you plant, the more yield you will lose from the crop. So, yeah, still feeling the effects of the Cyclone Gabriel down there on the East Coast. So, yeah, got a feel for them. Luckily, there's a lot of other feed already been going on and baleage and things like that all around the country, so hopefully should be enough for everybody. And Apple, a pet food and logistics group, a Scales Corporation, has reaffirmed its guidance for the next 12 months ending December. It says its underlying profit after tax will be in the range of $14 to $19 million. It also says next year's underlying profit was expected to be between 30 to 35, which was in line with pre-COVID levels. And managing revenue Andy Ballard said, we're very proud of the resilience shown by all our team members in response to this event. Their ability and effort in resuming operations and remediating damaged orchards was outstanding. And he adds, it's very pleasing to see the fruits of his work in all the affected orchard areas now cleared of silt and remediated. And with a promising 2024 apple crop currently on the trees. So that's good. A few more apples getting done there. We'll go over this one as well. More lambs have been born this year, bucking the trend of the past few years. Beef Lamb New Zealand's 2023 lamb crop report shows a 2.6% increase on last year, with nearly 21 million lambs being born this year. The high number is partly due to good weather in autumn, which ensured breeding ewes were in prime condition and yielding good pregnancy scanning results across the country. In spring, there were favourable conditions leading to a strong lambing percentage of 129.9%. which is up 4.8 percentage points from last year, has offset a reduction in the number of ewes of 1% to produce a strong lamb crop. So that's great news for the sheep farmers of Aotearoa. I always like to see good news stories about our hard-working sheep farmers out there. That's great. And we'll also go to this one. The world's top agricultural body has presented a blueprint for how to get livestock emissions down at the COP28 Climate Summit in Dubai. The Food and Agriculture Organization of the UN says cutting methane burnt by animals like cows and sheep is essential to limit the global warming to less than 2 degrees Celsius, preferably less than 1.5 degrees Celsius. The Global Food Body cites research saying methane from cows and sheep must fall 11-30% in 2030. Off 2010 levels to keep the planet inside safer heat levels, limiting damage to human health and farming conditions. And New Zealand's overall target for cutting methane is 10%, which is likely to be met by combining a slightly less than 10% reduction in livestock gas with higher than 10% cut to landfill methane. So, yeah, that's all good. I hear it's kind of contentious, though, this latest COP28 thing. I think it's a Dubai, and the guy who's the chair of it's like runs a... an oil company, so there you go. And I think we'll finish with this one. A coordinated effort is underway to control a highly invasive moth that causes devastation to maize, sweet corn and other crops. Ashley Mills from the Foundation for Arable Research said that the fall armyworm, yes, I remember talking about this last year, was first discovered in Northland early last year and is thought to have reached our shores from Australia. It originated in the Americas before travelling around the world, helped by prevailing winds. With each generation, then a moth flight can move a little bit further and a little bit further, up to a couple of hundred Ks in one flight. Mill said the fall armyworm eats around 350 different plant species, but prefers crops like maize, sweet corn, rice, sorghum and sugar cane. The initial response in partnership with industry, including Vegetables NZ and the Ministry for Primary Industries, was to understand if it could be eradicated. And research shows it was able to survive the winter climate in Northland, so it could not be eradicated. But there was potential for it to die out during a significantly cold winter spell. And that kind of really hasn't happened, unfortunately. So, yes, the fall army worm is, yeah, I remember that now. They were hoping that, yeah, the winter would kill it off, but it just hasn't. So, another pest. Welcome to Aotearoa, another pest. And I think we'll probably leave it there for Private Sector Headlines. And now I'm going to play for you a song by a New Zealand band, if I can find it. Fetus Productions with their song, What's Going On?
We got one day.
folks, there we are. That was Fetus Productions there with What's Going On. I think it was on the movie, wasn't it? New Zealand movie, In My Father's Den, I believe, as well. So we're going to have a look at some weather now. And it's windy around New Zealand for another few days. It sure is, yeah. It started kind of yesterday afternoon, and it's certainly windy again today, all right. But high pressure is building in the northern regions and will help encourage a warmer subtropical airflow in the days ahead for the North Island at least. This will boost temperatures in many northern and eastern areas from the low to mid-20s to the late 20s or even early 30s inland for eastern areas this weekend. South Island is more unsettled with a couple of fronts and surges of windy weather. Classic El Nino set up, they're saying, around New Zealand for the coming days. So there's a bit of a rundown of what's happening around. And also, yeah, Cyclone Jasper is about to make a landfall in northern Queensland later on today or maybe tomorrow. So I don't know if that's going to come. I don't think they know if that's coming over here or not yet. But so, yes, and what can we expect over the next few weeks? Well, yeah, going to be windy today and again tomorrow. Highs expected of 18 degrees today, tomorrow. Then Friday is going to be, and Saturday actually, and Sunday, it's going to be cloudy with some fine weather, somewhere between 19 and 21 degrees those days. And Monday might be a bit of a shower, not expecting much rain, but yeah, it could be a shower there. And Tuesday, yeah, back to cloudy, sunny spells for the rest of the week, pretty much. And yeah, temperatures from there on are going to be, you know, 22, 23, 24-ish. Nighttime temperatures, it's like somewhere between 15 and 17 degrees over the next week or so. And yeah, 45 k's winds from the southwest today, and then west-southwesterly tomorrow, so moving slightly, and they're going to be 34 k's. Then they're going to stay west-southwest on Friday, dropping down to about 29 k's then. West-northwesterlies at 21 k's Saturday, then nor-westerlies, then westerlies, and then west-south-westerlies, and south-westerlies from then on. So yeah, a slight chance of rain today and for most of the few days coming up, and a fairly high thing of rain Monday. So that's kind of your forecast, and the humidity today is 71%. And what can we say here? The sunrise this morning at 5:53 and will set at 8:37 this evening. The length of visible light is 15 hours and 46 minutes. Yes, big, beautiful long days. And the actual day length is 14 hours and 44 minutes. And tomorrow will be a mere 33 seconds longer than it is today. So we're coming up to the longest day, all right? And yes, it was a very auspicious new moon last night on the 12th of the 12th. And the new moon is only 1% illuminated tonight, and will has already risen at 5:24 this morning. Will set at 9:10 this evening. Alrighty, so there's some weather for you, and I'll come back with some gardening to do probably after this one by Bird's Nest Roy's called Alien.
Come near this window.
Alrighty, folks, there we are. That was Bird's Nest. Roy's there with their song Alien, and now we're going to have a look at some gardening to-dos now here on the Over the Fence Show. And if you are gardening by the moon, ladies and gentlemen, today being the 13th of December already, yes, indeed. And, of course, it's a new moon phase. Plant quick-growing leafy green crops like lettuces, rocket, mesclun, and Asian greens to use over the festive season. Good thing to do between now and Tuesday and from Wednesday next week. Continue sowing your green beans. And I'm going to use a slightly different website to go through what else you can plant today. And I'll try it out and see if I like it or not. But here we go. Quite a few things, as you can expect. So here we are, folks. Amaranth. Also, Love Lies Bleeding. Very poetic name for that one. Asparagus pea, basil, climbing beans, dwarf beans, beetroot, borage, burdock, Cape gooseberry, capsicums, carrots, celeriac, celery, chili peppers, chives, chocos, coriander, cucumber, eggplant, French tarragon, kohlrabi, leeks, lettuce, lufta. I haven't heard that one before. Interesting. Marrow, mustard greens, New Zealand spinach, okra, oregano, parsley, parsnip, pumpkin, radish, rock melon, sage. Salsily. I'm pronouncing that right? Yeah. Salsify. Oh, no, salsily. That's what I'm supposed to be saying. See, vegetable oyster is also cool. Interesting. Silver beet, squash, sunflower, sun corn, sweet marjoram, a tamarillo, tomato, turnip, watermelon, and zucchinis. So there we are. There's a few things you can plant. And there's a few more as well on the one I usually go to. Don't want to go through all them as well. I might as well. Why not, folks? It is the gardening season, right? At least some basil beans, beetroot, blueberries, capsicums, carrots, celery, chilies, chrysanthemum, coriander, cosmos, courgettes, cucumber, daisy, delphinium, dianthus, eggplant, fuchsia, gubera, impatiens, kumara, lavender, lettuce, marigold, mesclun, parsley, parsnip, passion fruit, petunias, pumpkin squash, radish, silver beet, spring onions, sweet corn, and tomatoes. So there's a bunch of stuff you can get in the ground right now. So I'm going to come back after this with some public service announcements, probably. And this song I'm going to play next is from a band called This Kind of Punishment. And the song is called From the Diary of Herman A Doubt. Thank you. That was This Kind of Punishment with their song From the Diary of Herman Doubt. And now we're going to do a bit of a What's on God here on the Over the Fence show. And as always, the good people at the Whanganui Environment Centre, Jasmine's over there at the moment working hard next door, and they've got their Aroha stand out in the entranceway to the town hall. They've got a few seeds and even a few seedlings and things like that in there, and potting mix and stuff like that, so you can just cruise in and help yourself to that sort of thing. And And I just had a guy come in and ask about where's the JP, and that's, of course, at the community house. That's where you go for a JP, not so much a regular community radio, but I've seen him in the right way, so hopefully he finds the JPs up there. And also, this evening, of course, is a serving for farmers at 5:30, and this will be the last one for the year. Now it's going to take a little break to, I think, around about February, start of February, I think it is, anyway. And also the men's circle is going on tonight at 7 o'clock at the Old School Arts Centre. So, yeah, get along with that one as well, folks. Meet some good men there. And there's quite a few gigs and things happening over the weekend. Shall I tell you about those? Yeah, why not? Why not now mention it? There is live music with James Ray at the Raglan Club. There's also, yeah, Twilight Football Kick Around. This is all, when's this one? Tomorrow night, this is. And yeah, so get down to that if you want to kick a ball around. And it'll do Friday as well, I guess, as well. Spirit of Christmas is on at 58 Wallace Street. That's the old dairy factory, I think it is, down there, on down by the water and the growers market, of course, on at 5 o'clock, from 5 o'clock on Friday night as well, and touch rugby and Brazilian jiu-jitsu and stuff like that. So, yeah, there's always plenty happening on in Whanganui. And if you want to find out the rest of the stuff that's on, check out Raglan Community Radio's website and go to the What's On Guide, check that one out. And that is, yeah, raglanradio.com, I think it is. So, yeah, there we are. All right. That'll probably do for a What's On God. I'm pretty sure I'm forgetting something, but anyway. So, guys, and now I'm going to play for you a song by David Kilgore called A BBC World.
Sleep all day. Don't wait for
Right, folks, there we are. That was Dave Kugel there with BBC World. I hope you enjoyed that. And we're going to come back pretty soon with, yes, whatever happened to the $2 billion that was pumped into mental health a few years back. So we'll get into that one very shortly after this one. I'm playing another song while I get myself organised, and it's going to be The Chills, Singing in My Sleep.
Singing in my sleep, a word from the wise for the mindless. Hoping to keep all the silence out of my life. Singing in my sleep, a stinging reproach against violence. Hoping to cope with the pressures of musical life. Changing my values, a leader of people who guide us.
Yeah, there's the Chills there with us, Singing in My Sleep. And I noticed that they're doing a world tour this year. They've been around lots of places around the world, so I'm stoked that they're getting out there on the road again. So that's great news. And they were excellent here a couple of years ago now, and here in Whangarau, yeah, still sounding really, really good. And now I'm going to read for you a bit of an excellent article, because, yes, as I mentioned earlier, I've been asking the question, I've heard other people ask the question as well. Whatever happened to the $2 billion that was poured into the mental health care system back in 2019? And I've come across this very good article by Anusha Bradley from RNZ. I'll give her a shout out because, yeah, it's actually proper good journalism as opposed to the clickbait and other sensationalist rubbish you see in mainstream media. So good on you, RNZ and Anusha, for doing this one. And so, yes, we'll start somewhere around here. And 2019, of course, was when it was launched. And it was almost unprecedented. A $1.9 billion package for mental health was announced by Grant Robertson. And then a further $100 million was added in the 2022 budget. And so, yes, that was 2019. So what's that, 4 years ago? And, yeah, where's all the money gone? It's now harder than ever to see a counsellor or a psychologist, even privately. And workforce shortages continue to cripple existing services and hamper the rollout of new ones. Acutely unwell mental health patients can find themselves in makeshift beds in a staff room or in a hospital ward not fit for purpose. Resources are so stretched that children harming or starving themselves are typically only admitted if they've tried to take their own life. And in several regions, young people in crisis are having to wait twice as long as they did 5 years ago to see a specialist mental health service. And meanwhile, research shows that mental health and well-being of New Zealanders has been in decline over the last decade, with a number of adults unable to get help for their mental distress or substance abuse, and those numbers have risen. Again, where the $2 billion goes, and this RNZ investigation has examined this very question. And the answer is in four parts they've deducted. And the first one is, even a historic amount of money dedicated to mental health has not been enough to meet the challenge. Things were missed or ignored, and little is known about what has actually been achieved. Second thing is, the biggest single investment, $664 million for health improvement practitioners, appears to have merit but has come at the expense of other services. Three, there still aren't anywhere near enough skilled workers in Aotearoa to help the large number of people who need the help. And the fourth one is, there's very little targeted at young people who are asking for help in ever-increasing numbers, which is a very sad indictment on our society, I feel like. And it's broken. They've got a little graph here. And, yeah, the health systems took about 57% of the cash, supposedly. Housing, 24%. Abuse and care, 9%. Corrections, 7%. And other things, like 3%. And how was it spent? In health, access and choice program, $455 million. Mental health facilities upgrade, $235 million. DHB funding, $213 million. Specialist alcohol and drug services, $44 million. Suicide prevention, $40 million. Telehealth and digital support, $20 million. School health services, $19.6 million. And crisis support, $8 million. Parenting support, $7 million. Mental health and wellbeing commission, $8 million. Forensic mental health, $24 million. Christchurch support, $5 million. And meth reduction in Northland, $4 million. So, yeah, $455 million, the access and health program, is the biggest chunk, has been effective, but has been taken up. The access and choice program has been effective, but take-up has been lower than expected, and the rollout of some of the services has been hampered by workforce shortages. Now, the scheme is examined in detail a bit later in the thing. And the next biggest chunk of cash, $235 million, went to fixing up and building new mental health facilities. Some of these projects, which have been plagued with soaring costs and delays, are yet to break ground even. But even when they complete, the total number of acute inpatient mental health beds, there was only 606 of them as of March last year, will only increase by an extra 5 to possibly 7 beds. You'll laugh or you cry, right? And the third largest portion of the health funding from 29-bed package was $213 million for easing mental health-related cost pressures in district health boards. Which is topping up funding for hospitals to carry out just what they're doing at the moment, basically. And the rest of the money is just chucked around various projects, very little going into secondary specialist mental health services, which critics say was much needed yet largely ignored. Someone said that they seem to put all their eggs in one basket and ignore the other baskets, particularly something that would produce short-term benefits. Yeah, numerous problems with this, as you can see, and there's a lot of unaccounted for cash still out there. And there's a data poverty problem. And considering the scale of spending, there's relatively little to say how effective it's all been. The Department of Prime Minister and Cabinet reviewed parts of the overall $1.9 billion package in 2021 and 22, but only assessed progress towards delivering outputs. Wellbeing outcomes were not assessed. And it also wasn't part of the Mental Health and Wellbeing Commissioner's remit to evaluate the quality of service being delivered by the Access and Choice Program when it looked at its first and third years of operation. Similar reviews for multi-year Pacific and youth services do not evaluate wellbeing outcomes for patients at all, with the youth report noting a lack of quantitative data, particularly on service outcomes, which made it hard to assess value. And a large chunk of the funding from the 2019 Mental Health Package has not been externally reviewed at all. This includes the cash given to the Royal Commission of Inquiry into Abuse and Care, Social Development, Justice Courts, and any other money spent propping up struggling health services. So, rife with problems and just not followed up. There's a lot more to this, and I'll probably get into it a bit more, but I think that'll do it for today, because that's pretty much the show. So I hope you enjoyed it. And we're back again probably next week. And I'm going to go out with a song, because you probably couldn't hear it last week. By the P Pixies called Cactus. Have a great weekend there, folks. Enjoy yourselves. Take care. And can't get there.